We're learning more about the so-called placebo effect. You know, a placebo is a fake pill. It has no active ingredient. Doctors have known for a long time that people taking placebos often get better. Most people believe that's because patients think they might be getting real medicine. NPR's Richard Knox reports that's not necessarily so.
For 16 years, irritable bowel syndrome has made Linda Bonanno's life miserable. So when she saw a TV ad about a study of IBS, she called right up to volunteer. But when they told her what the study was about, she thought they were kidding.
I didn't really think it would work.
The researchers told her if she signed up, Bonanno would be assigned to no treatment at all, or she'd be given placebo pills. And she'd be told up front they were fake pills with no real medicine in them. Call it an honest placebo.
I said, how in the world is that going to work? But they said, well, it's mind over matter. I said, all right, let me see how great my mind is.
Ted Kapchuk of Harvard was the mastermind of the experiment.
Everyone believes the conventional wisdom in medicine is placebo only works if the patient thinks it's a drug.
If that's right, a placebo involves deception, so it's not ethical for a doctor to prescribe one. But Kapchuk did a survey that showed many doctors often prescribe placebos. So he decided to see if placebos can work even if patients know that's what they're taking. He talked his colleague Anthony Lembo into helping.
I actually didn't think we'd find very much or see that there was a significant effect, so I was a bit skeptical myself.
Lembo's a gastrointestinal specialist at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston. I asked him what he told Bonanno and other study participants.
This drug is something that will help you with your symptoms, has a good chance of making you feel better.
But what if I don't really, and I know it's a placebo, and it doesn't have any medicine in it, doesn't that affect whether it's going to work or not?
It won't. This is a mind-body effect, and so you don't actually have to believe in it. You just need to take it regularly, and the drug will work over time if you give it a chance.
And lo and behold, most of the time, it did.
59% of our patients who were taking the placebo reported adequate relief, 59%, compared to the people on the no treatment, 35%. That's almost twice the size of improvement.
Kapchuk thinks it's more than the placebo pill itself. It's the whole ritual that makes the difference, what the doctor says and the ritual of pill taking. Bonanno was one of the volunteers whose cramps, bloating, and diarrhea magically went away while she was taking two placebos twice a day.
I was shocked that at the end of the 3 weeks when I went back to his office, I said, can I have more of these? I know the sugar tablets, but something's working. Right? He started laughing. And within 3 days after I wasn't taking any more, the symptoms came right back.
Since the study was over, she couldn't get any more official placebos, so she went to a health food store and bought some of her own.
I stuck it in my head that this is really helping out the IBS, and I've gotten rid of, I'd say, at least 70% of my problems.
The study appears in the online journal PLOS-1. Kapchuk and Lembo admit the research raises a lot of questions. For instance, will the honest placebo effect work longer than 3 weeks?
You know, the follow-up studies will need to be a lot longer.
And why did you choose just 3 weeks?
Because we had no money to do a real big study.
There's no big placebo manufacturer out there who wants to fund it?
No.
But with these intriguing data in hand, they hope to convince the National Institutes of Health to pay for a bigger, longer trial of honest placebos. Richard Knox, NPR News.